الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, the purpose of the Quran is to guide us to Allah Azza wa Jal and to bring us closer to Him. Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once said, تقرب إلى الله ما استطعت وعلم أنك لن تتقرب إليه بشيء هو أحب إليه من كلامه. He says, draw as close as possible to Allah. Use all your efforts and all your time in trying to draw as close as possible to Allah. And then He gives us the means. And that is what we want to do this Ramadan, right? Every one of us, our number one aspiration and our number one goal in Ramadan is to try and draw as close as possible to Allah Azza wa Jal. So He gives us the mean and He says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ لَن تَتَقَرَّبْ إِلَيْهِ بِشَيْءٍ هُوَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ كَلَامِ. Understand, you cannot draw closer to Allah with anything else that is more beloved to Allah than the Quran itself. Now there are many ways in which the Quran may bring us closer to Allah. It may describe Allah for us so that we may realize Allah's greatness and Allah's majesty. It may tell us of the actions that are pleasing to Allah so that we may do those actions and draw closer to Allah through them. It may remind us of the countless bounties and blessings of Allah so that by realizing them we would develop greater love for Allah Azza wa Jal. But perhaps the easiest path that we can take to Allah is by realizing our utter need and dependence upon Allah, and by realizing the fact that we rely on Allah for absolutely everything. Ya ayyuha an-nasu antumul fuqara'u ila Allah wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. Allah says, O mankind, it is you who are faqir, it is you who are in need of Allah, but Allah is al-ghani, Allah is absolutely free of all needs and wants. So this is one way we can journey to Allah, by realizing our utter need of Allah, by calling upon Allah more and more, and then to taste of Allah's mercy as Allah answers our du'as. Brothers, whenever we have a need, it is only Allah who we turn to. And Allah answers our du'as through that one attribute of His for which Allah is always known, the most salient of all His attributes, the attribute that we and the entire creation are always enjoying, and that is the mercy of Allah. ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا. Now in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this afternoon I just like to draw some lessons from the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam. This is the month of dua. One scholar said that the month of Ramadan, there are many deeds that we should occupy ourselves in. But he says primarily the month of Ramadan is a month of dua, turning to Allah Azza wa Jal. So in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes for us the profound and deep dua of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. However, as an introduction to the dua, Allah reminds us that the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam was answered through the rahmah, the extreme mercy of Allah. ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا. This is a reminder of your Lord's mercy upon Zakariya. So the very first lesson we learn is that our du'as are answered through the mercy of Allah. So beg Allah through His infinite mercy to answer your du'as. Ponder over how many ways Allah has had mercy upon you. Allah created you. Allah brought you into existence. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ. Allah says, we created you. We brought you into existence and we are the ones who have fashioned you. You would not have even known of life were it not for Allah Azza wa Jal. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Allah says, there came upon man a time when there was no mention of his name anywhere. Every pleasure that you have experienced in this life is because Allah brought you into existence. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah says, وَمَا. مَا denotes comprehensiveness. Whatever favor, whatever ni'mah, As huge as that bounty may be, as small as it may seem, Allah says it comes to you from Allah. Every breath that you take, every beat of your heart, every blink of your eye, every step that you take, every new day that you experience, every sleep that you enjoy, every fast that you observe, every sajda that you make is a manifestation of Allah's mercy upon you. So if you want to remember Allah, remember this great mercy that Allah has bestowed upon you. Can we even begin to understand how great and how vast is the mercy of Allah? وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ Allah says, my mercy encompasses everything. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Elsewhere Allah asks, so which of the favors of your Allah can you ever deny? ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا Brothers, you will notice here in this verse that Allah speaks of His mercy upon Zakariya alayhi salam along with the slavehood and servitude of this great Nabi. Hence, there exists a connection between receiving mercy from Allah and slavehood. In other words, if we want to enjoy the special mercy of Allah, if we want to drown in that mercy, then we must become the complete slaves of Allah. We should not live our lives for ourselves anymore. Rather, we should live only for Allah. Ya Musa, kun li kama urid, akun laka kama turid. O Musa, you do for me what it is that I want from you, and I shall do for you what it is that you want from me. So this state of servitude, this condition of slavehood is what made Zakariya alayhi salam eligible for this mercy from his Allah. And Allah is reminding us, of the condition that needs to be fulfilled for our dua to be answered, and that is ubudiyah, to enter into a state of slavehood and servitude before Allah. And not only for the duration of the need, not only for the duration of the problem that you wish to have solved. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Remember Allah in your days of prosperity. Allah will remember you in your days of adversity. من سره أن يستجيب الله له عند الكرب والشدائد فليكثر الدعاء عند الرخاء. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you want Allah to remember you in your days of problems, remember Allah during your days of prosperity. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا Allah goes on describing the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam. Allah says, إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا Zakariya alayhi salam called upon Allah a secret calling. Now this dua was the starting point of the mercy of Allah. Brothers, dua in itself is a special form of mercy that we enjoy, because Allah is the one who puts a yearning in your heart to call out to Him. That yearning comes from Allah. And in this month of Ramadan, you experience many such moments where you feel like turning to Allah, where the desire comes within your heart, wherever you may be, whatever time it may be, when that yearning comes into your heart, turn to Allah, because Allah put that yearning in your heart. Abu Abdullah explains that one night he arose from his sleep in search of his slave girl, who was an extremely pious lady. فَقُمْتُ مِنْ نَوْمِ أَبْحَثُ عَنْهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ تُنَاجِي رَبَّهَا سَاجِدًا He says, I went out in search for her. I found her in sajda, communicating with Allah. I overheard her saying, بِحُبِّكَ إِيَّايَ لَا تُعَذِّبْنِي Oh Allah, because of the love that you have for me, do not ever punish me. Abu Abdullah allowed her to complete her salah. When she finished, he came up to her and said, كَيْفَ عَرَفْتْ أَنَّهُ يُحِبُّكْ You have asked Allah through the love that Allah has for you. But how certain, how sure are you that Allah really loves you? She responded, she said, أَمَا أَقَامَنِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ Did Allah not allow me to stand in prayer before Him? The fact that Allah allowed me to communicate with Him at this hour of the night is a clear enough sign of Allah's love for me and His mercy upon me. So Allah is the one who puts a yearning in your heart to call out to Him. And my brother, that yearning, that desire to turn to Allah and to make dua is one of the most special mercies that you can ever experience. Then there are those who turn away from Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who are arrogant and proud, they feel that they are self-sufficient and they choose to rely solely on their capabilities, their abilities, their intellect, acumen and resources. They feel they do not need anyone else but themselves. They never make dua to Allah. They are the ones who are denied the special mercy of calling out to Allah Azza wa Jal. They never experience a yearning, a desire to turn to Allah and to make dua to Allah. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Allah warns those who are too arrogant and proud to turn to Allah, who are too arrogant and proud to make dua. Allah warns them of a severe retribution that awaits them in the life to come. Brothers, through dua we find hope at times of desperation. We find sustenance at times of need. Through dua we find security at times of fear. We find consolation at times of sadness. We find comfort at times of distress. How many are the moments of difficulty that we have been able to get through because of dua? So how much of a mercy it is that Allah has given us the ability to make dua. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. Describing the dua that Zakariya alayhi salam made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ نَادَى. Now the Arabic word nada means to call out to someone, to extend the volume of one's voice so that everyone can hear. So this word creates the impression that Zakariya alayhi salam shouted out to Allah. However, in the very same verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also describes the dua as khafiyya, a secret calling, a whisper. So the word khafiyya creates the impression that Zakariya alayhi salam did not raise his voice, rather he called out silently, such that his dua, that his words were only a whisper. So now how do we resolve this apparent contradiction? One word suggests that the dua was shouted out loud. The other word suggests that it was silent. Brothers, the dua was in fact a silent supplication. It was no more than a whisper. No one else heard the dua that Zakariya made except Allah. Ibn Kathir alayhi rahmah writes, قَامَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَقَدْ نَامَ أَصْحَابُهُ. Zakariya alayhi salam chose to stand before Allah on this specific occasion when he made this dua. He chose to stand before Allah at that hour of the night when all the other keepers of the masjid were asleep. فَجَعَلَ يَهْتِفْ بِرَبِّهِ يَقُولُ خُفْيَةً. He then beseeched Allah silently, خُفْيَةً, silently calling out, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, whispering to Allah. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ لَهُ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ. Allah responded to the call of Zakariya by saying, لَبَّيْكَ, Ya, I am present at your service. Ya, I am present at your service. So the dua was a silent supplication. But the intensity and the fervor with which the dua was made, that was loud. That desperation, that inner cry was loud. So his words may have only been a whisper, but he spoke them with such intensity and strength that it was as if he was shouting them out loud. Hence Allah says, Nada Rabba. Zakariya shouted out to his Allah. Then the word nida in the verse used by Allah, nida and khafiyya. Nida means to call out in desperation, whether someone is out there to listen or not. Like a drowning person who is all by himself. There's no one out there to respond to his call, but he shouts out in utter desperation. That is nida. My brother, your dua must be driven by an inner sense of utter desperation. Your verbal utterance, your verbal dua carries no weight if it is not supplemented with an inner feeling of utter desperation. لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يَنْجُو فِيهِ إِلَّا مَنْ دَعَى بِدُعَاءٍ كَدُعَاءِ الْغَرِيقِ. A time will come upon the ummah when the only dua that will be answered is the dua that is made with the same level of desperation expressed by a drowning person when he fears drowning. Abu Bakr al-Shibli rahmatullah alayh,
He describes the dua of the pious and he says about them, كانوا يجتهدون في الدعاء ولا تسمعوا إلا همسا. He says they made dua with much intensity and feeling, but all you could hear was no more than a whisper. This is the dua that is most beloved to Allah, the one that is made silently but with intensity and strength. اعلموا أن الله لا يستجيب دعاء من قلبه غافل لاه. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, bear in mind, understand that Allah does not listen to the dua of an inattentive and negligent heart. Al-Imam al-Razi rahmatullah alayhi writes, he says, أجمعت الأمة على أن الدعاء اللساني الخالي عن الطلب النفساني قليل النفع عديم الأثر. He says, the scholars have unanimously understood that your verbal dua, the verbal supplication that is not supported and is not backed by a supplication from within, that verbal dua is ineffective and is void of any benefit. Another lesson to learn is that you must always be persistent in your dua, repeating your dua over and over again. Zakariya alayhi salam made dua for a period of 40 years before his dua was answered. Never did he give up. يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ مَا لَمْ يَعْجَلْ يَقُولُ دَعَوْتُ رَبِّي فَلَمْ يُسْتَجَبْ لِي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your dua will be answered. Your dua will be answered as long as you are not in a hurry and say, I made dua, but I did not receive a response from Allah. Allah knows when the time is right for your dua to be answered. You may think you know, but you don't. We are not prepared in hastening when responding to Allah. We are not prepared to hasten when the adhan is called out, but we expect Allah to hasten in responding to our requests. We want Allah to answer our prayers on time, yet we do not pray on time. رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا. Zakariya alayhi salam beseeching Allah, making dua, he says, O Allah, I have become old. My bones have become weak from within me. Grey hair, white hair has flared up and covered all over my head. What is he doing? What do we learn from this? Zakariya alayhi salam is expressing his humility, his brokenness, his weakness before Allah Azza wa Jalla. And you will find with every other Nabi, when they commenced the du'as, whenever they made a du'a, first what did they do? They expressed their weakness, their humility, their brokenness before Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَأَيُّوب إِذْ نَادَى رَبِّي أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ. أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ, expressing his inability and weakness before Allah Azza wa Jal. Yunus, وَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh Allah, I am a ظالم. Musa alayhi salam, رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنْزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. Oh Allah, I am faqir. I am a beggar before you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma inni ashku ilayka du'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani ala al-nas. Oh Allah, I'm weak, I'm nothing, I'm helpless before you. We too should express our weakness before Allah, express our humility and our humbleness before Allah Azza wa Jal whenever we turn to Allah and make dua. Never should there even be a trace of self-sufficiency when we are speaking to Allah Azza wa Jal. Not a trace of arrogance and pride should exist in our hearts when we are conversing with Allah Azza wa Jal. Then you find Zakariya alayhi salam says, وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ. He says, O Allah, never was I ever disappointed in your dua. Whenever I made dua, never was I disappointed. Does this mean that Allah answers his dua every time he made dua? That's not what Zakariya alayhi salam said. He says, oh Allah, I was never disappointed. In other words, whether you answered the dua or you chose not to answer the dua, I was never disappointed. I'm always happy with the outcome. And that is what we need to learn. Allah knows what the best outcome is for you. So at times you are making dua for years and years and years on end, and the dua is not answered in this world, never should we feel disappointed in Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. Oh Allah, never have I been disappointed, irrespective of what decision you have taken on my part. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, that when a person makes dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla, then there are one of three things that happen. Either Allah answers his dua and gives him what it is that he wants, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the dua that he made, Allah averts a calamity from him. Or number three, what Allah does is Allah takes the dua that he made, Allah stores it and invests it for him in the akhirah. So when he comes on the day of qiyamah before Allah, he will find huge, huge amounts of good deeds have accumulated because of every dua that was left unanswered in this world. Brothers, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said with regards to the month of Ramadan, there are ample ahadith emphasizing the importance of dua in Ramadan. In fact, the Quran has established a strong bond and connection between Ramadan and that of dua. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. This verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it while speaking about the laws of fasting to highlight to us the importance of dua and fasting in the month of Ramadan. So let us use every moment. There are certain specific moments. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لِلصَّائِمِ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ دَعْوَةٌ لَا تُرَدْ. At the time of iftar, you make a dua that is never rejected by Allah Azza wa Jal. So let us use these every occasion to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of his maghfirah and mercy, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in this world and akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.